future. We're talking real money.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Talking Real Money, the real live radio show that becomes a real live podcast next week. So it's an all-purpose show for getting your life in order and managing that most important part of your life, the dough, the dollars and cents, trying to help you make more money by making sound, scientifically based decisions about money, trying to wring the emotion out of the process, get you on the right track, avoid the plethora of problematic people out there pushing products. That was a lot of P words. That's alliterative if I ever heard a sentence. 855-935-TALK. That is our phone number. And by the way, you can call the show live on Saturdays from noon to 2 Pacific or 3 to 5 Eastern using that number. But if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can also call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave your question, and then I'll answer it on one of the future podcasts at TalkingRealMoney.com. It is, in fact, that easy. So that's what I'd love to have you do today during the live show at 855-935-TALK. I'll give you a few ideas, things you might want to ask about, but I'm sure you already know some of the things that need discussing in your life. And the other cool thing is I just found we'd run out and we haven't ordered any new ones. So we'd run out of Talking Real Money books. That's why we're giving away some of our other books. But I found a stash of Talking Real Money books. I've got about 7 or 8 of them. So if you call during the show, not only will you get a Talking Real Money book if you're one of the first 8 people, because that's all I have to call, you'll get a Talking Real Money the softcover book. I will also go right after the show. I will go over and I will sign the book, which increases its value by a whole like 12, 15 cents. So this is a deal of a lifetime. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald, co-host of the show, but today I'm the solo host of the show because apparently Tom found going to a baseball game in Phoenix to be more compelling than hanging out with you guys in the cold of Seattle. He's in the warmth of, where are they? I think they're in Scottsdale. So give me a call, 855-935-8255. And Tom, if you are listening to the game, no reason to feel bad or guilty for dissing Jeff Pulchula. It's okay. No, he's going to be fine. Really. It's just he got a little teary, but he's going to be okay. You were supposed to help him out with something. Understand how you got all excited about the baseball game, but remember, it's not soccer. It's not soccer. 855-935-TALK. Oh, I have to tell you a little story. I'm sure this is okay. I tell stories about Tom all the time. He's down in Arizona. He's meeting with some clients, but he also got invited by a friend who works for the White Sox to go into the broadcast booth. Now, Tom is a broadcaster, right? He talks on the radio. He's been doing it since he was like 12. And they ask him, they said, put your headset on. You want to do an inning? And he declined. He goes, I don't know. I don't know enough about the teams and baseball. And the guy goes, so what's your sport? And he goes, soccer. And the radio guy goes, soccer. With derision. What do you know? It's not the American sport yet. It's working its way there. Oh, my gosh. In the Market Watch, I read Market Watch, but I generally read Market Watch more for a laugh than anything else because they have got some writers who are just obsessed with this short-term charting mindset, and it drives me crazy. There was a headline this morning when I went over. The headline was, this 135-year-old stock index just logged its longest skid in about 50 years. Wow! Is that an inflammatory headline? You know you want to read that. What stock index just had its longest decline in 50 years? That sounds so bear marketish, which sounds a lot like Market Watch because they tend to lean perma bear. You know, politically, certain channels lean right or left, certain cable networks, things like that. Well, Market Watch tends to lean bearish. Barron's tends to lean that way too. And this 135-year-old index, I'm going, oh, really? Is it really an index? I'll tell you what it is after we take a break. Because it was an anticlimactic story. 855-935-TALK, that's the number. Get a free copy of Financial Physics, and I will sign my name inside of it, too, just for calling the show while we're live.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
This is a subject that is critically important because we are talking about creating future financial security. That really is the point of this program. Money is the means by which you get that future financial security. And I'm here, and Tom's here sometimes when he's not at a baseball game or somewhere, to tell you, to help you figure out how to get there. To do it without paying people a whole lot of money. You should listen. Go listen to yesterday's podcast when you get a chance later on at TalkingRealMoney.com. I did a short piece about annuities, and these people are just, they're not helping you. They're helping themselves. Did you guess which index we were talking about? Which 135-year-old stock index just logged the longest skid in about 50 years? It sounds frightening, doesn't it? Yeah, it's really not. It's the Dow Jones Transportation Average, which really isn't even an index. It's an average of a few companies, and it's such a few companies. We're talking about the big airlines, the big railroads. There are only about five railroads. Some trucking companies, delivery companies, and I think a couple of car rental companies. That is the extent of that index, in air quotes. It's not really an index. And what's the extent of the streak? 11 days down, total of 8%. It's a few stocks. It's not the market. It is definitely inflammatory. And they've got this. They've got a couple of writers there who are just obsessed with charts. And charts are meaningless. They are squiggly lines that tell you absolutely nothing other than, they do tell you one thing, other than what has already happened. And what good is knowledge of what has already happened when it comes to the future? It doesn't tell you a thing unless you look back far enough and then you go, oh, look at this here stock market thing. It's always gone up because it has. 855-935-TALK. That's the number. Give me a call. We'll talk about your financial situation, try to get you on the right track, try to keep you from being ripped off, try to help you find better ways to invest, to spend money, spend less money, to get out of debt, whatever it is. Give us a call. Give me a call. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Nick, welcome to Talking Real Money. Hey, Nick. Nick, are you there? Nick. That is not Nick. Nick went beep. Well, then we're going to try Gene next. Gene, it's your turn. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Don McDonald. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, it's wonderful to be heard. Thanks for listening. What's up?
Well, I'm taking care of my mom, who's 102. And
wow, good for her.
She's in very good health. Yeah,
she
I know
is.
It.
And, wow.
But we're slowly running out. I've got caregivers for her round the clock. Mm-hmm. And so I'm spending, her income is $22,500 a year. Caregiving alone is $96,000 a year.
Wow.
And she was an excellent saver. And so we're just starting to run out of money. And I'm thinking about doing a promissory note. She lives in her own home, and it's paid for. And so I was wondering if a promissory note from me for, say, $75,000 to $100,000, and then I would, I didn't know how secure that would be if I put it towards the real estate. her house. Wait, and
so she would sign a promissory note promising to pay you, mm-hmm. and you would secure that with a lien on her property.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfectly legitimate.
Okay. I'm also the power of attorney.
Yeah, I mean, if you sign your own, I don't know. I would consult with an attorney. I know it's done all the time. I mean, it's a perfectly uh-huh. legitimate way to help fund someone's life, and you make sure you get paid back first out of the estate.
Yeah. I did talk to an attorney, and it looks like about $1,000 to.
That's about right.
Okay, cool. And then
that is not, by the way, that is not expensive for a transaction like this anymore. When attorneys are getting, you know, $350 to $500 an hour.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the HELOC or the reverse mortgage, which were brought up by. I'm not a big fan of.
Well, they've gotten better. Okay. I didn't used to be a big fan of them either, but when the government has stepped in and really cleaned it up. How much mm-hmm. is your mom's house worth?
$330,000.
Perfect. You're going to fall under the FHA rules, which means the costs are a lot lower. And the beauty of the reverse mortgage is that she can have a line of credit from which she can fund her care, and she never has to pay it back. But that's basically what you're saying you can do, right?
Yeah.
You can be her reverse mortgage, and you can be her reverse mortgage at a far lower cost. But let's say, though, that just for argument's sake, mom lives for another 5 years, which is going to put you at a deficit at some point where you've gone past the value of the house.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then?
Well, let's say it was one of those love and...
You just take care of her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do. Hey, welcome to the world of being an adult child of an older adult. I think I would, if you have the money and you feel comfortable, it's $1,000 is going to be a lot less than the fees you're going to pay to set up a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage is maybe a little cleaner because it's more of an arm's length transaction. But if you have an attorney uh-huh. involved to make sure that it is not considered to be in your, you've got to take care of your mother. You've got to act in her best interest as her attorney. That's required of you. So as long as an attorney will give you an opinion that this is in her best interest and can structure the paperwork properly so that no problem occurs down the road with the rest of the estate. I don't know how many people are still involved in the estate, but that's where it might get sticky.
Yeah, there's four kids total. And
are they all on board with this?
I've addressed it. I've sent out the information saying we're getting down to a critical point. Something needs to happen with 26,000 available now. I don't want to go the Medicaid route because, to me, that gets messy. And I want her level of care to be.
You want it at a higher level. Yeah, you want her to live in her home and have a higher level of care, and I think that's perfectly acceptable. Again, you know, I don't even pretend to be an attorney. You must have an attorney involved. But I think your solution, have a family meeting, whether it's live or electronic, have a family meeting, discuss the options, be upfront with everybody, get them to sign off on it. You may even literally want to get them to sign off on it in advance. And I think your solution sounds perfect in this situation. Thanks so much for the call. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Real money is a really important and critical part of our lives. We don't get very far without it. We need to understand how it works. There is a lot to know about investing and about things like home care for aging parents. Medicaid has some very strict rules about how you qualify, about what you can own, and they do cover, you know, funny, they do cover home care, though. There are home care payments made. I don't know how good they are, but again, it just illustrates how important it is at some point to find yourself a really good elder care attorney, elder law attorney, who can not only help you with things like the particular situation that Jean finds herself in, but with all of that other Medicaid prep, because you can only have a certain amount of assets, you got to spend down, and you need to know what the rules are because they're relatively complicated. I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at page after page after page of rules for Medicare coverage. So get a good attorney. It's really important. And yes, it will probably be expensive. I have never known an attorney to be cheap. Never. It's the nature of the beast. You have to pay for things you want. It's like the investment industry. You want somebody to be your true guide all the time, somebody who's always there for you. Well, there's a number of ways you can pay them, but you're always going to pay them, no matter what anybody says. And the insurance industry particularly loves to lie about how they are paid. They are paid on commission, no matter what they say. They are paid on commission, and commissions always come out of your pocket one way or another. Whether you buy a car or a television or a mutual fund or an indexed annuity, there is a commission associated with most all of those products. Well, less so on the television these days. Definitely on the car. And those commissions come out of your pocket. It's built into the price of a car. It's built into the fees of the insurance policy. It's paid back by the surrender fee. This is one of those really important things you need to pay attention to. When you're buying something, find out what you're paying for it. Ask the question. Some people don't like to answer it, particularly those in the sales side of the business. The insurance agent is a salesperson. The car salesperson is a salesperson. You ever try to, in fact, I don't know that I've ever done it. One of these days I need to do that. I need you to just say to the car guy, next time I get a car, I'm like, what is your commission? Exactly how much do you make? I may even ask my own guy. I'm just curious. How much do they, you know, I used to be in the car business, but I don't know what it is today. And I wasn't in sales. I was one of those service guys when I was young. You know, when your car comes in. And by the way, we were paid on commission. We got 10% of the tires we sold or the wipers we sold or, you know, the stereo system we got you to buy. There's always a trick. I'll tell you another trick. Oh, this mechanics are going to hate me for this one. When I was in the car business, the mechanics loved I worked for a Subaru Volkswagen dealer. And Subaru particularly, they had these 30 and 60,000 mile maintenances, which involved a lot of stuff. And they were hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They were ridiculously expensive back then. And I had some mechanics. I was the service advisor. I had some mechanics who, in the course of a day, they were paid 8 hours to do a 60,000 mile maintenance. And they could do four of those a day. Four a day. And get paid for 4 8-hour days in one day. Very rigged business and rigged against the customer. 855-935-TALK. I don't know if it's still that way. That's our number. Give me a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
What's your plan for your future? What's your plan for retirement? What's your plan for your kids' college? What's your plan for your parents? What's your plan? You need a plan. And I can help you at least get started building a plan toward retirement or a college education or just enjoying your life a little bit more, not getting ripped off. Hey, that's a good thing to plan for. Who is looking out for you and who isn't? What kind of things should you be considering? Can you predict the market? No. Whatever it might be, I'd love to help you figure it out. On Talking Real Money, I'm Don McDonald. Tom, at a baseball game in Arizona, enjoying the sunshine. 855-935-TALK is the number. At least I think there's sunshine down there. I don't know. 855-935-8255. And the first 8 people who call and go on the air live, we'll get a free copy of Financial Physics, my book, and I will actually sign it. I know. Ooh, wow. In fact, I've got my Sharpie right here, ready to do some signing. 855-935-8255. Free, easy. And, by the way, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it's better when you call live, because then we can actually have a conversation. 10 years ago, this month, March 2009. What happened 10 years ago this month? You remember? It was a big event. We didn't celebrate it at the time, but in hindsight, it was huge. It was gigantic. You don't know? No. That was when the stock market started going up. When we officially entered into what they call a bull market, which is a rising market. And technically, March 2019, technically, the bull market is 10 years old. It's one of the longest in history. And it's still alive, even though we had a terrible end of the year in 2018, because if you remember back then, we talked about it a little, things like the S&P 500 didn't make it to a full 20% decline. They came in at like 19. So they missed breaking the bull run with a bear market. It was that close. It was oh so close to being a bear market, but it wasn't. So now we have a 10-year bull. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. But what does that tell you? That you don't know. I don't know a soul who in January or February or March of 2009 who would have told you that that was the moment, that was the moment when you should have been fully invested and you would have made double-digit returns in some of the major U.S. indexes. Double-digit returns. The kind of stupid returns that we tell you not to believe you can get. But during that period, you got them, and you didn't know you were going to get them. And then several points along the way, what happened? You had the living daylight scared out of you. There were several times. We had currency crises. We had countries on the brink of collapse. We had concerns about the U.S. We've had political problems. We had wars threatened. Lots of stuff went on, and yet market went down, and it went back up again. Went down, went back up again. Went down in December. You know what it's done so far this year? Just the S&P 500. Even after the bad week the markets had last week, even after that, the S&P 500 is still up about really close to 10% for 2019 to date. If it stayed flat for the rest of the year, you would have almost a double-digit return for the year. If it didn't go up or down for the rest of the year, just went kind of wiggled its way along and ended right where it is now, you'd have a 9-point-something percent return for the S&P 500. Would that be okay with you? You see, you don't know. Could it go down? Absolutely. Are there people who believe it will go down? Of course. Can you know it? Of course not. Not. So what do you do? That's what we're trying to help you with. Give me a call, 855-935-TALK. Get a free copy of Financial Physics and an answer to your question that will probably be better than most of the other answers you're going to get from people trying to sell you stuff.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor's a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-8255. That's the number. I'm Don McDonald. Tom's not with us this weekend. He'll be back next weekend, though. And Ted, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Oh, hello, Don. Can you hear me?
Hey, Ted. I can hear you well, sir. What's up?
I had one question. I was wondering what your impressions were of, I believe it's the philosophy of momentum investing.
Yep.
I know of a gentleman named Austin Pryor. I think it's Sound Mind Investing. And there's also a firm in the Northwest here that is on the radio, and I believe they promote that or for that kind of philosophy. I was wondering if you could just go over it briefly and disadvantages of it.
Well, momentum is actually possibly considered one of five factors, risk factors of investing. Five factors that show up pretty regularly in outperforming stocks. And those factors are things like value versus growth-oriented stocks, size, small companies, profitability. Momentum is one of those. And the jury is still out as to whether momentum has enough potential to make it sort of an asset class, to make it worth overweighting a portfolio. But yeah, there is a lot of evidence that momentum investing long term has had some success. Yes. That a stock that is rising continues to rise, that it actually has momentum and it continues to do so even for reasons that are contrary to fundamentals, that just that doesn't make sense sometimes, but they keep rolling because people are in the habit of buying them. I don't know what the underlying causes are, but yeah, it is a factor but I would not use momentum in a vacuum. And I would not just try to focus on momentum stocks. If anybody's pushing a system where you only buy momentum stocks, that's a focused approach, and the risks go way, way, way up. For example, there is tons of evidence, Ted, tons of evidence that if you buy small company value stocks and you just buy them, you would have made in the past incredible money, huge money. But the risks are too high. That's why you only overweight small and overweight value. You can overweight momentum, but people get carried away. They get greedy. And so don't follow just a momentum strategy in a vacuum.
Yeah, they would say that in the times like in the 2000, the market downturn, and 2008, that they would have avoided, not had the big...
That is absolute baloney. That's just a timing system then in that case. That's a timing system. You cannot, I don't care what system you have, you cannot. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever, not one iota of evidence that shows that any system can avoid a downturn like that one in 2000. You know what actually worked in 2000? Being invested around the world. If you were invested in the U.S. between 2000, or just in the S&P 500 between 2000 and the beginning of 2010, you lost money. If you were invested in a global portfolio, you made money. Simple.
Right. Yeah, and the firm around here would say that You know, they're touting their that method philosophy over their kind of bad-mouthing modern portfolio theory. You know,
yeah, but you don't have, one of the things about modern portfolio theory is it takes into account things like momentum as having some value. But what they're trying to do is sell their system, which I guarantee you costs more than building a portfolio based on modern portfolio theory or just by buying the bloody market. They are making a fortune claiming they can do something that they just can't do. And that is the biggest problem with the financial services industry in this country. Ridiculous promises that play on two things. They play on either your greed or your fear. And yeah. Anybody who plays on either of those is doing you a disservice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, all right.
Thank you very much.
Don't mess with it. Diversify like crazy. You'll have some momentum. Thanks for the call. 855-935-TALK is the number. And Carol, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
I am doing well, Carol. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So, in 2019, here we are.
Yes, we are here.
We've got this nice bull market.
Yeah.
Would we liquidate some of our real estate holdings that are just barely making double digits and be very, very much more bull in 2019 going forward?
I have no idea what the market's going to do going forward. No one knows that. But I can tell you that real estate, let's go back and look at the history. History of stocks versus the history of real estate. And this is based on real live numbers from real live people. There's the Case-Shiller Real Estate Index that shows that owning homes in the United States has, on average, returned a little over 1% per year after inflation.
Okay, yeah.
Owning stocks in America has returned 7 or 8% after inflation.
Okay.
What will 2019 do? I have absolutely no clue, and anybody who says they do is a bald-faced liar.
Well, I understand, but you did answer the question in a very succinct way. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call. 855-935-TALK's our number. There are a lot of people who want you to believe they know something that they cannot possibly know. They cannot know the future. And actually, I think I have time to get Louise in. Louise, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it. What's up?
Well, I'm going to be retiring in just a few months, and I've got this deferred compensation amount. It's going to be around $300,000. And I just haven't decided whether or not to do the annuity. I can do an annuity or I can roll it over. I can leave it where it is. I'm just not sure what to do with it.
Well, here's how you make the decision. It is not based on money, first. It is not a financial decision. It is a lifestyle decision. It is a psychological decision. Because if you're making it purely as a financial decision, it's likely, because remember, you're placing a bet with an insurance company and they usually win. When you annuitize something, that's what you're doing. It is likely that you'll make, likely but not guaranteed, I need to say that over and over again, it's likely but not guaranteed that if you move that $300,000 into your own IRA and you invest it properly, there's a good likelihood, based on history, that you'll make more, but there's no guarantee you will. Do you need that certainty? A lot of people go into retirement saying, I just want to know exactly what my income stream will be, period. If you are one of those, you take the annuity. If you're not, if you don't mind taking a little risk and having a little uncertainty in your life, the odds of success have been very good and are likely to be very good in any scenario other than a total meltdown of the global economy. So you can't make the decision just based on facts. It has to be a decision based on emotions.
Okay, so
I usually hate making them that way.
It's strong based on my family history.
Uh-huh.
And well, again, we have plenty of money. We don't need it.
Well, then sometimes that annuity, and I'm going to run out of time here on you, sometimes that annuity can be a great adjunct to the other money. Then that provides that certainty. And you may want to consider that. But if you don't need that certain income, then just invest it like you've been doing.
Tom and Don. Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Well, I'm Don. Tom's not here, but I'm here for you. 855-935-TALK is the number. We have a great class coming up for you. Our very own Barb Devereaux has put together a terrific class for women, because women really do need to understand how money and investing work. It's called Female Financial Fundamentals, and Barb is doing a lunch ed on the 20th of March, and we only have 8 tickets left right now, and your ticket includes a lunch. So basically, you're getting lunch for $10. It's a good deal. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.